good to have you with us tonight. And those of you who are with us by way of live stream, tonight's service is going to be different in the fact that it's going to be completely dedicated to the celebration of the Lord's table. And we'll be distributing the fruit of the vine and the unleavened bread here as they are symbolic, the vine is, of the blood of Christ and that was poured out. It wasn't accidentally spilled. We use the term spilled out, but it's the idea, that's an old English way of doing it, is intentionally spilled out for us. But it was not an accident. He did that intentionally because of a guy named Randy Bray and the rest of the world to pay for our sins. The unleavened bread, leaven has the idea, it's what we would call yeast today, and the yeast always rises. That's what you put in bread and things like that to get them to rise. And sin, in a way, is like that too. It always increases. It increases in intensity. It increases in consequences. And so he had the Jews to have unleavened bread that had the idea that it was without, his body was without sin and his body was broken. No bones broken, but just his arms out of socket, so to speak, and perhaps his feet as well as they put the nails in his legs and his feet. So we'll be doing that here in just a little bit in the distribution of the elements. But prior to that, we will be having various hymns brought out by the congregation tonight, as well as scripture passages that deal with the cross, that deal with the blood of Christ, that deal with Calvary. It could be prophetically speaking. It could be in other ways as well. So what we're going to do is we're going to begin with a word of prayer. And by the way, live stream folks, do they have a way of contacting us by email, brother?
Yes, sir.
Okay, if you have a hymn that would be appropriate for us to sing, if you will email that to the church email, and that is possible, right?
It is, or if they're on Facebook, they can make a comment.
Okay, that'd probably be the better. I have no idea how Facebook works. Because I have a hard enough time seeing my face in the mirror, so I don't even know. I'm not in Facebook, but if you'll do a, is it a comment?
Yes, sir.
Okay, if those of you who are on live stream, if there's a passage of scripture or especially a song that Brother Mintz could look up real quickly and get the number for us here, then we'll sing those as we alternate between scriptures. Now I hope you've come with the scriptures, with a scripture in mind, perhaps multiple ones. We'll do them one at a time. But what we're going to do is have a word of prayer. We'll begin the service with prayer. Then Brother Mintz is going, just where he's seated, is going to lead us. He's just going to start singing a song, and then we'll follow. We'll give the name of the song, and then he'll start singing. And so afterwards, when we have another hymn, I'll say, let's have another hymn. If you'll just raise your voice and say, or maybe raise your hand, and I'll call on you. And if you'll give the name of the song and also the number, if you'll give the name of the song and also the number, there are some who are visually impaired and they may not be able to look it up, but if you'll give the name of the song and the number, then those who would like to look it up would like to do it. We'll probably just use the first and last stanza of each song, and then we'll go on to another, either testimony of the blood of Christ or another song. Okay? All right. So let's have a word of prayer. And just would you join me in standing as we have a word of prayer, and we'll begin the service with prayer tonight. All right. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your love for us. The inadequacies that I possess, Lord, in being able to comprehend and even more so to communicate your love. The quality and quantity of sacrifice. Lord, it's beyond me to understand fully, to communicate fully. And yet, Lord, if I go to the regions as far as I can reach them of gratitude, of worship, and I can travel as far in my heart and mind as I can, Lord, that's what I wish to do tonight, to worship you, to thank you, to consider the cross so that when I leave tonight, Lord, I want to be changed. I want to be more like thy son than ever before. I want my agenda for every day next week to be influenced by my worship of thy son tonight, Father. And so I pray not only for myself, but for these who are here and those watching live stream. They may not be able to, as an assembly of believers, and this institution was given for that, for the church. But Lord, they can worship you where they are, even as many are handicapped in being here and ill and for different reasons. And we'll thank you for that. We ask thy blessing then upon the service. In Jesus' name we pray. Please be seated. Amen. Even as our brother tells us the song.
I turn to hymn books to hymn number 30, Nothing But the Blood.
Okay, and he'll lift his voice, give us a moment, and then he will lead us. Okay, go ahead.
What can wash away my sin?
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that made me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my right, peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Brother Mintz. All right, and also with the scriptures, and we'll wait for another song here for just a moment, but if you have a testimony about the blood of Christ, the crucifixion, how it's influenced your life, how it continues to influence your life, if you want to give a word of testimony in that way, that would be just fine, all right? Someone with a passage of scripture, a verse of scripture that speaks to the cross, okay? Who'll be first tonight? Yes, sir, Brother Josh. Brother Josh, if you'll hold on just a second, he's going to bring the mic to you so that our live stream folks can hear you as well.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
It is 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 through 26. I covered two of the looks. The first one was the backwards look, which I really thought was unique because of our cross that's out in the grassy area out there. And it reads, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Yeah. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come.
Yes.
And so the second look I chose was the forward look, which is looking forward to him coming.
Amen. This is good. Amen. That was a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
Backwards, the present, and the forward look. Amen. Very good. All right, another song. Who has a favorite? Not a favorite, a song about the blood. Yes, sir, Brother Travis?
Page three.
And our brother will lead us in page three. What is the name of that song? Page five. And what's the name of it?
When I Survey
the Wondrous Cross. All right. And Brother Mintz will lead us in that, please.
When I survey the
wondrous cross. Think of the words. On which the Prince of Glory he died. My richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all.
Brother Allen, I think you had one earlier.
A song?
Either way.
Well, as a 10-year-old boy, I was saved during a revival meeting, and the evangelist spoke on John 3:16.
Oh, wow.
And so, as everyone knows, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Yes.
But in verse 17 and 18, I just like the whole combination of these. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Amen.
He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
Amen.
Through my life, these verses, they never change.
Yes.
And they only grow spiritually in your heart. And, these are simple verses for a child to remember. But even as you go on through life, it's
right.
Like riding a bicycle. You don't forget these
That's
words.
Right.
Even a lot of unsaved people have heard this verse. So I just thank God for this verse.
Would you go back a verse to verse, is it 16? Even as 15? Moses?
Oh. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
Yes. You remember the context, thank you, Brother Allen, the context of that was the rebellion of Israel. And so God sent the serpents to bite them. But he told Moses to form a cross, so to speak, where the snake would be going up. And it said, whosoever would look upon that, their life would be saved. And then, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Excuse me, in John 3:16, for God so loved. So isn't God wonderful? In the midst of rebellion, he still has a love for his people. In the midst of the tribulation, he has a love for the lost, and we'll talk about that another day. I'm tempted to keep preaching, but I'll stop because we're here about other purposes. All right. Do we have another song? Do you have a song?
170, Hallelujah, What a Savior.
Page 170. Wonderful song. Thank you, Brother Mintz.
Man of sorrows, what a name for the of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Savior. When comes our glorious amen, all ransomed home to bring, then a new song will sing hallelujah. What a Savior. I tell you what, could we kind of break the rule there? It's kind of hard to sing that without the other stanzas. Would that be okay? Let's go ahead and do the second. How many? 14 stanzas? All right. Let's go ahead and sing starting with the second, and we'll just go ahead and finish the rest of the song. Is that all right with everyone? And this just has the whole setting in it. So let's just go ahead and do that, all right? Tell you what, why don't we stand while we sing it, and then we'll be more comfortable when we're seated again, all right? If you'll lead us on number two, please. Bearing something rude, in my place condemned he stood, sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Guilty, vile, helpless we, spotless Lamb of God was he, full atonement. What a question. Can it be? Hallelujah, what a Savior. Lifted up was he to die. It is finished. Was his cry. Now in heaven exalted high. Hallelujah. What a Savior. On the last. When he comes, our glorious King. Want to say amen? Amen. Then a new song will sing. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Thank you so much. Please be seated. All right. Isn't it wonderful to focus on the Lord Jesus, what he's done for us? All right. Another passage of Scripture. Someone with a passage. Okay, if you hold on just a second, Brother Travis, he's going to bring the mic. I don't think you probably need it, but this will make sure our live stream folks can hear just fine.
Revelation 19:9. Then he said to me, write, blessed are those who are called on the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Amen.
And we're going to bear that name.
Yes, sir. The Lamb. Praise the Lord, the Lamb of God. It's like in John chapter 2, behold, John chapter 1, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Amen? Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Okay, another song referencing the Lord. Yes, ma'am.
143, blessed assurance.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste. 143? 143. Live stream, folks, 143. All right. 143. Blessed assurance, please, brother.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste, glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God. Born of his spirit, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Fix submission is at rest. I and my Savior, happy and blessed. Amen. Watching and waiting.
Looking above.
Amen. Lost in His love. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Amen. Some of us finished before others on that. All right. Very good. Another passage of Scripture dealing with the cross. Yes, ma'am.
Matthew 26:29.
Matthew 26:29. Is that right, Miss Mary?
I'm going to hold it. Okay. Is it on? Okay. Okay. Matthew 26:29. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of the fruit of the vine until that day.
Amen.
When I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
Amen. You're going to get us all crying, sister. Hallelujah. Amen. That's how much God thinks about what we're doing tonight. He could have used any other metaphor. He could have used any other example, any other symbolism. But he thought the wine-colored grape, as it flows, reminded him so much of the blood that spilled from his forehead, the lacerations on his back, when he was nailed to a cross. He said, when you see the fruit of the vine, I want you to think about my son. You and I cannot help in a way of worship from a biblical perspective and in a biblical way to think about the blood of Christ and not be changed. Changes your agendas, my agenda. Changes our attitude about so many things. Thank you, sister, for that. And he says, Jesus said, I'm not going to drink this again. I'm not going to take it in. It's a delight to the buds, taste buds. It's a delight. It's refreshing. And yet there was nothing refreshing about the blood of Christ. So I'm going to use that, and one day in glory we'll do it together. And we'll sing as the anthems of heaven, as the choirs of heaven sing the anthem, Blessed Assurance. But then we won't sing it about the future. We'll sing it in the present. Very good. All right. Another hymn. Who has a hymn? Let's go. Yes, ma'am. Page 20, and what's the name of it? When I See the Blood. Excellent choice. Page 20, Christ My Redeemer, I believe it starts. Page 20. Okay, brother, when you're ready. That's wonderful.
Christ our Redeemer
died on the cross, paid for the sinner, paid all his due. All who receive him, never fear. Will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Oh, boundless love, Jesus has power, Jesus is true. All who believe, save from the storm. Amen. For you, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Amen. Another passage of scripture, testimony. Brother Olishay, Brother Olishay, Brother Corallo.
Well, I was actually thinking of that song that Ms. Sharon mentioned and the passage related to it in Exodus 12.
Thank you, brother. I was thinking of the mention that Ms. Sharon had mentioned with that song found in Exodus 12. In type, we see the innocent lambs being shed, but also action being taken, not just mental assent. But Exodus 12, 13, well, verse 12, 12 says, "For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, the Lord speaking, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And where I see the blood, I will pass over you. The plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." Just a real pleasure. You think of, well, much more than a pleasure, a true delight, that there are several references to the Lord just looking.
Yes.
The look was all that was needed. It was from a heart of faith to look at the raised serpent on the brass pole. It's just this look of blood on the above the doorpost and on the sides. That's all it takes from us. We just need to look to the Lord Jesus Christ with that heart of faith and trust, and that's all that's required.
Amen.
That's the truest of blessings that any one of us can receive.
Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. All right, let's have another song. Is there another? Yes, ma'am. Miss Michelle?
Number 10.
Number 10, what's the name of it?
Near the cross.
Near the cross. Number 10, Jesus, keep me near the cross. These are wonderful choices tonight.
Keep me near the cross, there a precious fountain, free to all the healing stream, there from Calvary's mouth.
Sing it out now.
Near the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my wrath soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross I'll watch and wait, hoping, sting ever, till I reach the golden strand just beyond the river. In the cross, in the cross, be mine, be my glory ever, till my raptured shall find beyond the river.
Amen. Another passage of scripture. Miss Kim.
Revelation chapter 1, the last half of verse 5 and 6. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever.
Amen. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Miss Shelley, I think you had a song, did you? Down at the cross, page number 2, where my Savior died. Oh, glory to his name. Anybody want to say amen to that?
Amen.
Glory to his name. Praise the Lord. Brother?
Down
at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart the blood applied. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was
applied. Glory to His. If I could interrupt just for a second, we'll sing that last stanza in a moment. How many of you were here when Brother James got baptized? Okay. Brother James is able to sing this now, and he's probably watching on live stream. They have another round of COVID at their house, and he has it. But when we sing that last stanza, come to this fountain so rich and sweet, cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. A week ago tomorrow, that's when that man came to know the Lord as his Savior. Amen. Amen. Let's sing it and be rejoicing for what God has done. And let's stir those baptistry waters again and again and again. I had someone say to me this week, it was just yesterday, I think, and they were saying, boy, it's a disappointment not to see the baptistry again today or tomorrow. And let's sing that last stanza and keep it in mind, if you will, please.
Come
this fountain so rich and sweet, cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Amen. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Another passage of Scripture testimony. Yes, ma'am. Ms. Tunstall.
I have two short verses. Kind of like Josh, looking back and looking forward. But Isaiah 53:5, but He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed.
Yes.
And John 19:30.
Yes.
Fulfillment of that. On the cross, Jesus said, it is finished.
Amen. 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 And for those on the live stream, you may have heard a chuckle on that. It was not a chuckle of laughter as much as a chuckle of jubilation. Amen. I remember when I got baptized, I fought it for years. My parents told me I got saved when I was 7. The only thing I remember is getting wet when I got baptized. I didn't remember getting saved. At 17, I asked the Lord to save me. I said, I may have been saved at 7, I don't know, but I want to make certain of it. I don't want to die and go to hell thinking I'm on my way to heaven just because I got baptized. And so I thought, I'd already been baptized once. Why get baptized again until I realized what baptism is? It's a total immersion in Christ. It is throwing yourself on His mercy and His grace. It's a picture of the death, the burial, and the resurrection. And if I didn't get saved before I was 17... it was showing, wait a minute, Randy, you died when you trusted Christ. The old Randy died. Romans chapter 6 says that before I got saved, I was dead in righteousness, didn't have any. I was alive unto sin. But when I got saved, I was buried. I became dead unto sin and alive unto righteousness. Amen? Well, when I got baptized after fighting it for several years, when I came up out of the baptistry, as a matter of fact, I preached the same night I got baptized. I think I've told you that story. But when I came up out of the water, I was so thrilled that I'd finally obeyed the Lord. I did just what you did just then. I giggled. I was so euphoric. And unfortunately, some folks thought I was making fun of it. And I was so, and it wounded, because they have such a deep heart and a love for the salvation and baptism, and as it represents Christ, what He did for me, that when I came up and I realized, and the preacher had to tell him, Randy's not making fun. Randy is thrilled that he finally was obedient to God. And so for our live stream folks, you may have heard a chuckle, but it was a amen and just a glory as we were singing that. Praise God for it. Amen and for that testimony. All right, let's have one more song. This has been wonderful. Ms. Travis.
27, the old rugged cross.
We can't finish with a better song than that. 27, the old rugged cross. How many stanzas are there, brother? Would it be okay if we just go ahead and slide those in too? Would that be all right?
Okay, he's the guy on it, so he said we can. All right. And it's like the one that we sang before that just tells the whole story. Let's let it just marinate in our hearts. And Brother Arlen has been delayed. I got a text. That's the reason I looked at my phone a minute ago. And oh, they're in the nursery. Okay, all right.
And ma'am?
Oh, okay, to take, okay, thank you. All right. So I thought you meant after church tonight I was supposed to do that. All right. Okay. All right. So here we go. The old rugged cross, if you will, please.
On a hill
far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering. Those who are helping with the, if you'll come and get the table, please. Where my dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross. My trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it some for a crown. Old rugged cross, the world reception for me. Can you help me? Let's move this out. Glory. Thank you. Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross, exchange it someday for a crown. Old rugged cross, gee, I see, O cross, Jesus suffered and amen. Defy me, so I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. The old rugged cross I will ever be true, its man reproach gladly bear. Call me someday to his home far away, ever I'll share. So cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling the old rugged cross
someday for a crown.
Thank you, Brother Mintz, for your leadership and the music tonight. Thank you for your testimonies of the Word of God, your testimonies about our wonderful Savior and the reading of His Word. I'm going to ask a favor, if you would do this for me, please, with our two deacons. It will help us in the distribution of the elements. If you would kindly just move towards the center aisle, if you would do that, and that way the deacons can just come down the middle aisles, and one on each side, and it will be much easier for them to be able to get the plates to you, and that will be wonderful. All right. I'm going to ask our deacons if they will come, please. And the scriptures that we'll be looking at are in the Gospel of Mark in chapter 14. If you want to turn there, and please be seated for just a moment. Mark chapter 14, this is the account of the Lord Jesus in the upper room with His disciples. And of course, He was about to be betrayed. We know that the account is that the Savior would soon have a mock trial. Today we would call it a kangaroo court, a terrible time. He'd be in the chief priest's place of residence for a little bit and then taken and mocked and tried again and cruelly tormented. But this is prior to that. And so even as we've prefaced our thoughts tonight by scripture and by song, by testimony, let's preface what we're going to read about the taking of the fruit of the vine. Verse 12. And the first day of the unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, His disciples said unto Him, Where wilt thou that we go and prepare that thou mayest eat the Passover? And He sendeth forth two of His disciples, and saith unto them, Go ye into the city, and there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water, follow him. And wheresoever he shall go in, say ye to the good men of the house, The Master saith, Where is the guest chamber? Where shall I eat the Passover with my disciples? And He will show you a large upper room furnished and prepared. There make ready for us. And His disciples went forth and came into the city and found as He had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And in the evening He cometh with the 12. And as they sat and did eat, Jesus said, Verily I say unto you, one of you which eateth with me shall betray me. And they began to be sorrowful, and to say unto him one by one, Is it I? And another said, Is it I? And He answered and said unto them, It is one of the 12 that dippeth with me in the dish. The Son of Man indeed goeth, as it is written of Him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Were it for that man, if he had never been born. And I'm going to ask our gentlemen, our deacons, if they will come and prepare to distribute the unleavened bread. The record of the Bible is this. And as they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed and brake and gave it to them. Brother Mills, would you word our prayer for us, please, concerning the unleavened bread?
Our Heavenly Father, we thank You for this time. We come and to be reminded and commemorate Your great sacrifice.
Yes.
For us. And Lord, thank You for the word we've heard and the testimonies and the singing of
yes.
hymns unto You to bring glory and again to remind us. And we thank You for it. Thank You for that Your body was bruised and broken
yes.
for us, each of us individually, for me and for each one here. And we thank You for it. I pray now that as we partake of this again, that it will be a special time
yes.
of communion between You and us until we see You again in person. Have it with You. We thank You and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As the men distribute, our sister will be playing on the organ, as she does. Go before the Lord and ask, is there anything, Lord, between You and me? Father, is there anything between myself and someone else? Do I have aught against them? Do they have aught against me? Now, if they have aught against you, and as far as you know, you're right with the Lord, then please feel free to partake of the fruit of the vine and the unleavened bread. But if you have aught against someone, and it's become sinful even in your attitude and whatever, then I invite you, or whatever is between you and the Lord, it may be financial, it may be relation, it could be a lot of different things, just go to the Lord during this time of silence and ask God to forgive. And I'm so glad He says, if we confess, or since we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Even as I mentioned this morning, I could name names, and you probably could too, of those who've probably either died an untimely death or have been very ill, even unto death, because of partaking unworthily or other things in which they refuse to be right with the Lord. So let me encourage you, just ask the Holy Spirit. And if He brings it to your mind, then get it right, even as we distribute the unleavened bread this evening. The scriptures record, and He gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Praise the Lord for the cross. We don't praise the Lord because He had to die for our sins. We praise the Lord because He died for our sins. He didn't have to, but He did. The scriptures continue by saying, "And He took the cup, and when He gave thanks, He gave it to them." I'll ask our gentlemen if they will assist in the distribution of the fruit of the vine, please. I'll ask Brother Corallo if he would word our prayer. And we may need to do some more, okay? But if you would word our prayer for us, please.
Heavenly Father, we take this very somber moment. Lord, it's a mixture of emotions of sadness when we consider the reality of everything Lord Jesus yes. went through. But Lord, we rejoice at the hope that it brought.
Yes.
And Lord, as we focus on the shed blood at this time, I think of your hatred toward the shedding of innocent blood, where it destroys lives. It removes hope from people's lives, except for the blood that the Lord Jesus sent that gives life.
Yes.
Lord, thank you for that. It was a willing sacrifice.
Yes.
We think of those innocent lambs that were pictured in Exodus, Lord, just picturing perfectly that innocent sacrifice, but the only pure option that was available.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for your willingness to die for us, and thank you for the shed blood. I ask your blessing on this time of memorial in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Why don't you take both at the same time? Scriptures continue by recording, and he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, "This is my blood of the New Testament, the New Covenant, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God." And all of God's people said,
Amen.
What a glorious day that will be. Amen. When my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. To God be the glory for that. Thank you for being here tonight. Thank you for investing this hour in this wonderful opportunity of saying to the Father, thank you for sending your Son. Of saying thank you to the Lord Jesus for shedding his blood. To say thank you to the Holy Spirit who draws us to the Savior, who quickens us and makes us alive in Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for who he is. And for what he's done. In just a moment, the Bible says, and when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Now, we'll not go out into the Mount of Olives. Some will be going to Mills River, and some will be going other places. But we'll, I hope, all go out permanently influenced by what we've done tonight. Do you believe this is a wise investment of a service?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Let's never get far away from the cross. Not the ugliness of it as much as the ugliness of our sin that brought the Savior to the cross. But if any man be in Christ, he is a new what? Old things are what? Passed away. Behold, all things become. And the reason, 5 verses later, it says, for he, God, hath made him, Jesus, to be sin for us. Who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Hallelujah for the love of God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. Let's go find some others that need Jesus. Amen. If you've not yet signed up for the Wednesday night soul winning, and again, before long, we'll be starting Saturday morning soul winning. And that may be a better time for many, I understand. But we wanted to just get us started with the Wednesday nights. And so if you've not signed up, even if you're not going to eat with us, but especially if you're going to eat with us, I think right now there's 2 that are signed up the last time I looked. And it had Sugar's name. If you were in choir, you know that I struggled over. I didn't want to call her Sugar. And so, unfortunately, I called her Bethany, which is her daughter. And but I'm not married to Bethany. I am married to Sugar. All right. But Becky and I are on the list, and we would invite you to join with us. And many have been. But I know it's summertime, and I know a lot of things are going on. I understand that. Don't forget about next Sunday night now. Is we're going to celebrate the 50 years that these folks will have been married on what day?
Friday.
And so we praise the Lord for that. And just have a good time. If you want to bring a dessert of some kind other than ice cream, but if you want to bring some ice cream, does anyone here still make homemade ice cream? I see some hands going like this. I think I can still do it. All right. It would be good to have 1 or 2. We've got a little gizmo that you have in the freezer, and then it doesn't use ice. It does that. Doesn't make a lot, but boy, it's good stuff, as long as it's peanut butter. All right. But strawberries and things like that. One other quick thing, and I wanted to have just a little distance between that and the Lord's Supper. And I don't know how you do it, but if you would be willing to do this for me, I see this as sacred. And I know in a lot of churches, and I've been in them, and probably my kids were a part of it, but afterwards, children or some not so young would want to drink the rest of the grape juice. So we don't allow that. Good, good, good. And one other thing, again, I probably should just do this privately, but there's nothing special about Welch's other than this. You know the story about Welch, right? Do you know that? Dr. Welch is the one, obviously, who started this. And the reason he did it is he had a conviction, as I do, about alcoholic beverages. And prior to that, wine was wine that was given during communion. And he felt like the Lord wouldn't do that. When you think about this is just days after Jesus was baptized. John the Baptist was not allowed to drink of the fruit of the vine, of alcoholic beverage. And others, you think about Mary being there, and you think about others, and I've gone to preaching now. But would the Lord want the disciples, would the Lord want, what if a priest came? What if a high priest came? And he was forbidden lifelong to drink any wine. A priest was forbidden while he was occupying the office of being a priest and doing his priestly duties. And so if the Lord had made alcoholic wine, okay, then he would be setting those folks up for partaking of that which John the Baptist couldn't drink of, and others, and certainly the Lord's mother. And so all that to say this, I see this as a very sacred time, a sacred event. And so I would just like, if it's all right, and just... If you'll just do it for me and put up with a preacher that's a little different. But if you'll just take whatever's left over and just pour it out on the ground, just as I've done that numerous times, and no one else knew about it, and so it's no big deal. I don't know if we're still live stream or not, but for me that had participated in the in this program, when I took that Welch's, and Mr. Welch, that's what he did, is he was a chemist, and he began to work with it to where he could find a juice that could represent it as well. And that's how Welch's grape juice came about, is for the purposes of the Lord's table. But if when I did it and I poured it out, for me, in pouring it out, it was not just, okay, we're done with that, boom, but rather it was, this is what our Savior, His blood went to the ground. His blood was on the cross. And we're going to take this one little, however much it was, vessel left over with juice in it, and just be representative of the blood of Christ and dying for us. Amen? So it's just a, some might call that an idiosyncrasy or just a whatever. But this is a sacred place. And this is where God wants us to reside, is not just in a way of oppression and leaving here kind of with a weight on our shoulders of what Christ did. But He didn't stay in the grave, did He? He was raised that third day, and we serve a risen Savior. So we can go here after singing a hymn and just praise the Lord for it. And this will be the only time I'll say that publicly, but I would appreciate it. And again, I know the parents here would not let their children do that. But just from a formal standpoint, one time of just saying, if you will help me with that. And as new children come in, and maybe they're seated with you, and we hope to have a bucket load of young kids here. Amen? And so we can help them with that in a private way, as I've done publicly. All right, well, if you'll join us in standing, and brother, where are you? All right, brother Mintz, are you back in the back? All right, can you lead us in a hymn from back there, sir? What hymn? All right, how about, I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood atoning. Then I repented of sin and won the victory. Together now, oh victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. What did He do? He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is due Him. What did He do? He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing. And all of God's people said, amen. Praise God for the blood of Christ. Praise God for the love of God. Let's be dismissed in a word of prayer, thanking God for who He is, thanking God for what He's done. Brother Tunstall, if you can hear me back there, would you word our prayer as we're dismissed, please, sir? Yes.
And we just pray that You would work in our hearts this week as we go about our lives. And we just pray that we can all return here safely on Wednesday evening, next Sunday as well.
Yes.
And we just ask Your blessing. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Good night. The Lord bless you. Now, He would want us to fellowship one with the other. Find someone who needs fellowship.